Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Familiar passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll give you a moment to get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You get there, please stand. All right, beginning in verse 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain? Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. And they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of men most miserable. And then verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people and share your word. Pray, Father, you just be with me. Give me the words to say. Bring to my memory those things I've studied. Let me preach with boldness and authority those things you've laid upon my heart. Lord, just minister and speak through your Holy Spirit and word this morning to your congregation. May your people be edified with the preaching of the word. And Lord, above all, if there's one amongst us that knows not Christ and the free pardon of sin, let them be saved before it's too late. Lord, you've heard prayer requests. We give them to you. Just seek that your will be done. We love you and we praise you and thank you again for this time. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated, please. I want to speak to you just for a few minutes on the thought, what if there was no resurrection? Well, for one thing, we'd be in sad shape, wouldn't we? If there was no resurrection, let's go to the house because we're wasting our time. Amen? But notice, as we look at this chapter, the Apostle Paul, of course, is addressing the gospel. He tells us exactly what the gospel is. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That's the gospel. That's what we're supposed to be preaching. That's what we're supposed to be teaching, the gospel. But evidently, there were some folks there in the Corinthian church that didn't believe in the resurrection. I want you to understand something. It's not enough for Jesus to come into the world and die on the cross for the sins of the world. If he did not rise from the grave, then guess what? We have no salvation. You see, the resurrection is essential when it comes to salvation. We must be born again. Listen, Paul said in Romans, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, there's got to be the resurrection. But again, there are those in the Corinthian church, and yes, they were immature believers. They were carnal believers. And some of them didn't believe in the resurrection. And I got one for you. There's people out there today who think it's a joke. There's folks out there in the world today that are supposedly religious. Supposedly, they believe the Bible, but they don't believe in the resurrection. I'm here to tell you, you can't believe the Word of God if you don't believe in the resurrection. Amen? Amen? So, with that said, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Boy, that's a very sobering thought. There's no resurrection. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Let me just say this to start off. First of all, if there's no resurrection, then our foundation is nothing. You see, if there is no resurrection and the gospel is not true, and Jesus was just one of thousands from the start of time that has come in on the scene saying they've been sent from God, and all of his teaching and all of his miracles that he performed are nothing. It's just the ravings of a crazy person if there's no resurrection. Understand the foundation of what you and I believe. The reason we come to church, the reason we pray, the reason we preach, the reason we witness, the reason we do good works around in the community is because we believe he rose from the dead. But if he be not risen, then our foundation is collapsed. And we might as well just get up and go home if he be not risen. Amen? But notice what else he said. If Paul said, if Christ be not risen, then your preaching is in vain. Now, brother, how many years you've been in the ministry? 50 years. 33 for me. That's 83 years, and we've got other preachers. I want you to understand, I'll use 83 as a number. For 83 years, we've been saying that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world, and on the third day, he rose again. We've preached it for 83 years. But what Paul's saying, if he's not risen from the dead, then all of that preaching for 83 years is in vain. Understand, those great men like Spurgeon, Stanley, Graham, Truett, Moody, all of those great preachers from the past, Billy Sunday, all of those great preachers, it was all in vain. Think about that. All in vain. I'll throw this in. I think about the Apostle Paul as he's addressing, you know, what a man of God. Now, before Paul came to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he was someone up and coming. You see, he was intelligent. He was well known and thought of. He was highly educated. And his sole purpose before he met the Lord was to stamp out Christianity and stop that name called Jesus. And yet, understand me this morning, he met the Lord on the road to Damascus. The Lord saved him, called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. He preached faithfully. Listen, he was shipwrecked, he was stoned, he was exiled and put in prison. He eventually lost his life. I cannot believe he would go through any of that if it was a lie. That's too hard to believe. But he did. But he's telling them, listen, if Christ be not risen, your preaching is in vain. That's a scary thought. Notice what else he says. And your faith is also vain. Now, we know what the word faith is. It means trust, right? But he says, if Christ be not risen, your faith is also vain. In vain. What's he saying? He's simply saying this. Every time you've come through those doors, Christ ain't risen, you've wasted your time. Every dollar you gave to the church, you've wasted your money. Every Bible lesson you learned in Sunday school, not true. Every sermon you ever heard preached, not true. All of it, which means your living faith is in vain. Isn't that something? Think about that for a second. Preaching's in vain, your faith is in vain. And all of us have placed our faith in who? God's only begotten Son. If Christ be not risen, though, what use is it? It's futile. It's of no good. And then he goes on to say this. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. Paul's telling the Corinthians that don't believe in the resurrection, understand, your life is a lie. You're saying that you've trusted Christ as your Savior. You're saying that you're going to heaven. You're coming to church. You're witnessing. You're telling everybody. But you're lying to them because Christ is not alive. Become false witnesses. Think about it. Boy, I'd have loved to have been heard this sermon. Amen. Apostle Paul. Because we've testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Again, Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. And you are yet in your sins. Understand. If the resurrection has not taken place, then you and I are still in our sins, headed to hell. We're still looking for a Redeemer. But I'm here to tell you the Redeemer has come, and He's coming again to take His church home. Understand, we are yet in our sins. If there's no resurrection, we're headed to hell with no hope. If there's no resurrection. If Jesus died and that was it, folks, we might as well, with what time we got left, live any old way we want to and enjoy what days we got left. Think about that. And by the way, there's folks out there that are doing that very thing because they don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in Jesus. But if Christ be not raised, we're yet in our sins. But notice what he says. Now, he was talking about us here and now. Now he's fixing to talk and speak about eternally what it means if Christ hasn't been raised from the dead. He says, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Folks, all of our loved ones that have died in Christ, those we hold dear, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our grandpas, our grandmas, our friends, those that are dear in our heart, if Christ be not raised, then guess what? We've seen them for the last time when we said goodbye at the funeral. But you see, the Word of God tells me, and He tells you if you know your Bible, that there will be a reunion one day. The Word of God says that we are going to be gathered to our people, And I'm here to tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing my loved ones that's gone on to be with the Lord. It's a proven fact. They're waiting for us. But Paul is telling the Corinthians, hey, if Christ be not raised, those of your loved ones that have passed on, that's it. Just like, I know we got animal lovers, I'm not trying to offend you, but listen, they're just like an old dog that dies, is buried, that's it. Think about that for a second. Because we're dust, we're going to return to it. What a cruel joke. What a cruel joke if he's not raised from the dead. Understand. No more mama. No more dad. No more brother or sister. No more grandpa or grandma. If Christ be not raised from the dead. And then he says this. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. And that is true. If Christ be not raised, then we are all men most miserable. Because if only in this life our hope is in Christ, after we die, we just go to the grave or we go to hell. We're all men most miserable. I'm thankful the Apostle Paul didn't just stop with verse 19. You see, he said this, but, and I love that word, but. Because usually when you see a word that says, but, there's something else coming. But, now, not later, not yesterday, but he says, but now, is Christ risen from the dead. Beloved, you and I are to be shouting. We serve a risen Savior. And because he's alive, listen, our gospel is true. The Bible is the Word of God. It wasn't just written by anybody. It was holy men of God that spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is God's Word and you can believe it. It tells us that Jesus Christ came into the world from heaven. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He went to the cross to pay the price for our redemption. In fact, Paul says over in Romans that Jesus was raised on the third day, and because of that, we were justified. And because we're justified, that means we can be forgiven and in right standing with God. Amen. Listen, had he not been raised from the dead, we'd still be in our sins because we couldn't be justified. But this Bible is true. Everything it says is true. But think about this. Had he not been raised from the dead, and the resurrection wasn't true, then everything in this book wouldn't be true either. I think of John 3:16. Could you imagine John 3:16 not being true? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What about Matthew 11:28? Come, all ye that are laden and heavy burdened, I'll give you rest. What about 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Had the resurrection not taken place, then all these other promises in the Word of God would not be true. But they are true. And you can take God's Word to the bank. What He says, He means. He in no wise will cast you away if you'll come. He says, not some of your sin. He says all of your sin will be forgiven. If by faith you call upon the Lord and trust Him. You see, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. You see, because He lives, we're going to live also. He was the first fruits. And then all of us that have received Him as our Lord and Savior, we're coming after Him as more fruit. What a Savior! You see, had there not been a resurrection, we would be in a sad state, y'all. But as Paul said, but now is Christ risen. See, let me share one other thing with you. 2,000 years ago, on that first Sunday, after our Savior went to the cross to atone for the sins of the world, before the sun began to even break the sky, you see, God the Father pointed His finger at the tomb and said, come forth, son. And He came forth. God sent some angels down to roll the stone away. Not to let Jesus out, because Jesus was already gone. But to roll the stone away so that you and me and everybody since that time could go and gaze into that empty tomb and know within our hearts He's alive. He's alive. And folks, the greatest thing that ever happened and that ever took place on this earth was when Jesus on the third day arose. And because of it, we have the assurity that we will rise also. Understand. I love this book because it's God's Word. I believe this book. I believe it from page 1 in Genesis to the very last page of Revelation. And every page in between, it's God's Word. It's His holy word. It's His truth. And I believe it. But listen to me. This didn't make me call on the Lord to be my Savior. Every preacher that I grew up with that preached the gospel and gave me the plan of salvation and preached over and over about Jesus going to the cross to die for our sins, I did not trust Christ as my Savior because of their preaching. You see, I trusted Christ as my Savior because personally the Lord Jesus Christ reached out to me when I was lost and undone, headed to hell, and He loved me and He saved me and He personally came into my heart. That's why I know He lives. Because He lives within my heart. I know He's alive. Isn't that good news? Have you experienced that? Do you know that you know? If not, He wants to save you. Will you call up? upon Him, He'll save you right here and right now. You see, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Don't have to wonder. Don't have to hope. We know. How do we know? Because we know Him personally, because He's indwelled us with His Spirit to let us know He's alive. Do you know Him this morning? Simple message, but to the point. And it's the truth. I pray you know Him.